So it's interesting, like Robin Sachs said, how important the closing arguments will be in the Conrad Murray trial. If you watched any of it, like some of the comedians said, and I mentioned on the show last night, you could say, who needs propofol? All you got to do is watch a trial like that, and it'll put you to sleep real fast. It goes back to the jury system again. Is it fair for non-professional jurors? And what I mean by that is people that aren't experts in propofol or medical ethics or law to be able to sit down and judge the guilt or innocence of someone. Well, it's the jury system we have right now, and it's the best that we've got. It'll be interesting to see just what kind of effect this whole case and the closing arguments will have. I will predict a conviction, although I thought Casey Anthony would be convicted, and she wasn't, so it's hard to predict anything. The only thing that we can predict is the unpredictable, and that seems to be what's happening in these high-profile cases lately. But what we can do is keep watching them, keep commenting on them, and give the people out there something more to listen to and something more to talk about than just that same old boring TV show that's on. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.